You're listening to Real News and Information in the Morning with Dave and Amy. Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and I'm coming up next live at 9 from Dallas-Fort Worth with my thoughts and opinions on the big stories of the day. It's the Glenn Beck Program right here on 570 KLIF.
It is 617 right now. Congressman Michael Burgess, North State Texas Congressman from around the Denton area and so forth, is joining us here in the studio. Morning, sir. What are you doing in town?
Well, good morning, Dave and Amy. Thanks for having me on. Happy birthday to your daughter, by the way.
Oh, how did you know that?
I was listening
to you. Oh, you were listening.
I always listen to Dave and Amy, doesn't everyone?
Thank you.
Oh, so you're on your this break.
Well, right. Congress is not voting this week, so if I'm not voting, I'm home here. Uh-huh. And Texas is home, not Washington.
What is going on? I don't quite know how to phrase this, but from sitting back here, you know, the impression we get is that the business of American people had come to a grinding halt.
It's like a circus in Washington.
And has been pretty much since Donald Trump took office.
You are so incisive, and you're precisely correct. And that is, I think that's been the game plan to the other side. The 2016 election, a lot of in people's minds on the other side was an error. It was a mistake of the American people, and it is their job to make sure that President Trump is not able to do anything during his term, and to make sure that he's not reelected. Now, unfortunately for them, the president has been pretty successful. The economy the past couple of days, people are scratching their heads about what's going on, but still, more people working today than really any time in our nation's history, and the promises made, promises kept, rhetoric that the president puts forward, it actually resonates with people. The sad thing is, we could be working on a major trade agreement right now, the USMCA. It has been in front of us for a year. I don't know how many Democrats I heard over the years complain about NAFTA. So here the president has gone and gotten a rework of the North American Free Trade Agreement, which he promised to do, and he did, and it has sat for a year. We could take that up. We could work on it and probably pass it, ratify it within a week or two, and send it over to the Senate. And get that thing signed. And then the follow-on from that, the president does have a pretty big deal that he's trying to do with the country of China. And wouldn't it be great if he had the backing of the United States House of Representatives, the United States Senate, in the USMCA. Now he goes into the China talks with more authority, with more ability to get something done there. These are things that people don't understand why we're not working on them. Look, we got a big prescription drug bill in our committee in a week or two. This is a Pelosi plan. We could have worked on it in a bipartisan way. There's lots of bipartisan ideas about what to do on drug prices. The Democrats are going to go on a purely partisan direction. But I will tell you, President Trump has caused both sides, Republicans and Democrats, to kind of leave their ideological safe space. He's challenged both sides that something needs to happen on drug prices for people. He wants to see something done. He wants to sign a bill. This is an opportunity that both sides have, that the president would broker a deal between what has long been a standoff, and the Democrats say, no, we're not interested. We don't want to give the president a win on anything because we have all these investigations going on. Look, the president would be entirely within his rights to say, I think, I've not talked to him about this, but a week ago he signs a bill, the continuing resolution. So the government's funded. We don't have a shutdown. The government's funded until November 21st. Members of Congress, stop giving yourselves vacations. Stop doing bogus investigations. Come back to Washington. Do your work. Pass the appropriations bills. Pass something on prescription drugs. Pass USMCA. And then we can talk about your other stuff.
What do you make of all this impeachment stuff? I mean, do you think it'll come to fruition?
I think there will be a vote. I think the Democrats have the votes. Obviously, they have the numbers, and they can get to that 218 figure. I don't think it's right. Look, everything that's come up, the Mueller report, read the Mueller report, read both the part on Russian collusion and the part on obstruction of justice. They had their day in the sun with that. Jerry Nadler on the Judiciary Committee looked hapless. now you've got Adam Schiff on the Intelligence Committee, and the Intelligence Committee has no place to run an impeachment inquiry. But nevertheless, you have Adam Schiff on the Intelligence Committee, and he looks less than hapless while he's doing this. Reads a totally made-up statement to kick things off last week when he had the acting director of National Intelligence in to hear the whistleblower complaint. I've read the whistleblower complaint. I've read the transcript of the call as was permitted. I do not see any evidence of an impeachable offense. And yet at the same time, we are going full speed ahead in that direction.
We've just got a couple minutes with you, and I'm very sorry about that because we'd love to talk to you longer. But I want to ask you about what's going on in and around your district and North Texas in general.
Well, of course, transportation was and is and probably will be the number one issue in the district. Again, the president has said he wants us to do an infrastructure bill, a highway bill. Yes, we should be doing one. Anyone who drives 35E, 35W, 380. Big roads in my district, yeah. And 380 needs help, and it needs a lot of help. It needed it last year and the year before, and it's going to need some major work. We at least need to put up the money so they can go ahead with the planning of that.
Let's talk about the opioid crisis. You have stuff going on in the Energy and Commerce Committee that you sit on, and what's coming out there?
Well, of course, a year ago, we passed, and when Republicans ran the committee, we passed the Support Act, which is a pretty big bill dealing with the opiate crisis. The president signed it into law last October. It was a big, big deal when that happened. Now, it's a little bit harder because I don't run the subcommittee. I don't run the health subcommittee like I did before, but trying to make sure that the work we did, that the grants are being produced, that they're being given out. I had the director of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration in my office not too long ago to talk about where they are with providing the grants to communities that need the grants to be able to help people who've been struck by this affliction. There's certainly, if nothing else, just the talking about it over this past year and a half, more people are aware. Certainly, I hear from my physician friends that they are more aware than ever before. Some people complain because, look, it's simply too hard to get a pain prescription mm-hmm. from my patient.
Yeah.
And that has been the pushback that I have received. Yes, we could have additional hearings in our committee about how do you navigate that problem as well. Unfortunately, right now, we're not really doing much in the at the committee level.
All right. Dr. Burgess, thank you very much. It was a great pleasure to see you, as always.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate
Michael Burgess.
It.